You're in conversation with outgoing V's forward and captain Nick Jones, and has that sunk in at all yet, Jonesy, just the fact that this long season, 90 games, has finally now come to an end?
I don't even know if it really has. Maybe once I leave, maybe. it took me a couple of days to even realize the season was, the last game was even over. It's with guys leaving now and slowly facilitating out of here. You kind of realize it's the season's over a little bit, but being here for however long we were, 9, 10 months, whatever it was, it's weird. It's a weird feeling for sure.
Is it just because you're in that bubble as well? You talk about the playoffs. They started back in March. It's now the 24th of May, and the season's finally wrapping up. Did you catch yourself kind of, being a bit stunned with the loss at the RBC Cup, but given the fact this playoff run lasted so long, 32 games?
Yeah, it was a long time. It felt like we were playing every second day for 2 months there. So it was, it was a grind for sure. And it was exciting though. It was fun to be able to go through all those game sevens and be able to play in those kind of games.
I know it's probably tough to talk about, but a few days removed now, you look at that RBC Cup semifinal. A tough game. I know your seventh elimination game of this playoff run. What are your thoughts from that one? Obviously, you wanted to win it, but was it a game you can be satisfied with knowing you guys left it all out on the ice against Coburg?
Yeah, it was a little different past years. That I knew that I gave everything I had throughout the whole playoff run, so it was a little bit different feeling. It was definitely crushing to lose the game, but just knowing that you feel it, I felt like that I couldn't give much more, and it's obviously difficult losing, but being able to go through all those games with those guys and be able to come triumph over all those hardships we had throughout the year, I think it was definitely satisfying knowing that we left it on the table.
Do you think you guys maybe just ran out of some juice when it comes up? Maybe not physically, but mentally, because that's a big factor during these playoffs runs, is that mental grind. Because you talked about the emotions, the ups and downs of such a long run. That, you think, catches up to a team at some point?
Yeah, I think playing all those games and staying, being out, come to the rink every day, having it, knowing that you have to, like, it's a very important game. So I think it definitely was a mental grind. There was times where we had to step back from the game a little bit and have some fun outside the rink and stuff, just because, you're so wrapped up in the game and the games to come. So it's nice to get out of it, but definitely it was a mental grind.
What about the body? Is it nice, the fact that you can get some rest? Seems like a lot of the guys were banged up with 32 playoff games in 2.5 months.
Yeah, it was a lot on the bodies. Lost a lot of weight. Nice to get hopefully gain some of that weight back this summer and take some rest right now though.
A few days since the season has ended, have you had time to take some time for yourself and kind of reflect on your junior career that started near your hometown in Sherwood Park, obviously ending here? And have you thought about your time and kind of look back on your memories here as a Penticton V?
Yeah, obviously, it was a great experience playing here in Penticton. It's the most fun I've ever had playing hockey. I haven't thought too much about it. I really haven't thought too much about the season in general, to be honest. It was great. It was, I was just taking some time off and I'm just doing whatever kind of thing. So, but in general, playing here was the best time I ever had. I love playing in Penticton. The fan support was great. The organization's great. The guys are great. So it was a lot of fun.
Obviously, there's a lot of on-ice memories you can choose from and people will talk about probably with you and being the captain. But is there something that you pull away from this? Maybe it's off-ice or just being with this group. What will you remember maybe not just about this year, but maybe your season and a half, season three quarters, I should say, with the Bees?
Yeah, it was obviously last year, winning all those games, going on that big streak there was great. Losing that in West Kelowna there was definitely difficult. But drive the guys that were here last year to go through this long playoff run. This year, obviously, the game sevens were awesome. That was a great experience being in those three game sevens to win the Fred Page Cup. It was great. But in general, it's just hanging around the guys was awesome. We had a lot of fun together and played some Call of Duty. that was a big thing in our locker room, and just every day we're playing Call of Duty. So that was fun.
Talk about game sevens. So what about the one in Chilliwack to win a championship, your first in junior hockey and first really at any significant level? You told me you were on the ice when Duncan Campbell scored that goal. Is that something that you'll probably never forget, I'm sure, that moment and being on the ice and winning a championship in overtime in a game seven?
Yeah, it was great. All three game sevens stick out in my head. The first one with Merritt, that was one of the best games we've played. We really dominated that game. We got scored on first and just put up six straight there, whatever it was. Going to Vernon there, the Vernon was great too. A little closer, but I felt like we dominated the game still. And then the Chilliwack one, I felt like we deserved to win that game. You know, it's obviously going overtime. It's a little, you know, you kind of get that feeling if they score, you know, you don't feel like they should score. But if it does happen, that'd be pretty heartbreaking. So that goal was great. You know, it was being on the ice there. It was great. But all of them together as a package, yeah, I wouldn't look at one individually. I think all three to be able to get to that point was pretty amazing.
I know we're going long here, but lots of talk about Chilliwack series. You played that team 11 times, not only in the BCHL playoffs, but the Western Canada Cup. Is that something as well that you'll remember, that intense rivalry that developed with the Chiefs over a month of hockey playing against them?
Yeah, you know, we played a lot of games against them. You know, it wasn't the physical battle that maybe the Vernon series was. You know, we were pretty banged up during the Vernon series. They really grind us down there, and credit to them, they played hard. And the Merritt series was a grind physically playing that rink, and a lot of hits and stuff like that. Chilliwack was a little different. They had, obviously they have those guys that could score. And we still created a rivalry there, and playing them a lot like that, it gets to be a grind for sure.
Not many guys can say they were a captain of an organization with a lot of history and prestige as the V's. Is that something as well that's going to take to heart leaving here, knowing you were a captain for this organization and seeing the guys that were captains before you? And that must have been a special moment for you.
Yeah, definitely. It's being the captain of the V's is a huge honor. Even just playing on the team is a huge honor. And being on a team, being the captain of the team that made its mark on a program this special is pretty cool. Having to have my photo on the wall there with all the rest of the captains is pretty sweet.
Yeah, you're not many guys have won a championship as a captain here either, and you see the guys on the wall that's now here permanently. What does that mean to you? You see your face and that classic Nick Jones intensity displayed here forever.
Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, like I said, it's special. You know, being able to see your name on the wall and know that this group left its mark on a program like this is awesome, and that photo is just a reminder of that.
Lastly, anything you want to say maybe to the fans or supporters? Obviously, you guys had great support in your 2 years, and must have been special to see those fans waiting for the bus as well when you got back from that airport on Monday.
Yeah, for sure. You know, coming here last year, we had great fans, and then this year it only amplified more, and the fan support was second to none throughout Canada for sure. And I think playing here is, you know, it's, you know, you don't think of it as a junior A program. You think of it as a prestigious program above a junior A program, and the fan support and the organization itself are the big reasons for that.
Well, Jonesy, thanks for this. It was a pleasure for 2 seasons, and obviously everybody here will watch you closely in North Dakota. Congrats on a great junior career.
All right, thank you.